Okay, we're ready.
James, I have Carrie from Diva Dave.
Hey, Carrie.
Hi, James. Congratulations.
How are you?
Good. Congratulations on your nomination.
Thank you very much. Are you the Diva of Days that I see on Twitter?
Yeah, I tweeted to you.
Ah. Now I know. Well, thank you so much for being here today, talking to me.
Sure. Fans are loving the mayoral race storyline. How are you enjoying it so far?
I'm having a great time with it. It's a fun story to do. I think it's an interesting story. You know, we're kind of paralleling what's going on in the real world, and I'm really enjoying it.
My friend made a joke to me that Abe should get reelected because apparently unemployment's so low now in Salem with the Horton Square.
That's right, and Abe is the one who's bringing those jobs into town. That's right. Well, it's a little, you know, once again, it's like the real world. The answers aren't quite so clear-cut.
Right. How much longer is this storyline going to last?
Well, I know somebody just said that I guess the debate is scheduled in about the PA is going on in the background here. So the debate occurs, I think, in about a week and a half, and then I think the election follows after that. So I believe the election may air in the middle of February.
Oh.
And then we deal with that.
Yeah, that's interesting. I didn't know there was a debate. That should be a lot of fun to watch. How'd you like that?
I think so. It was fun to do, I can tell you that.
after all this, do you think you're ready to run for office someday?
Well, you know, it's very interesting. I have been asked to run for office in the past, a few times, actually. It's always been something that, you know, you kind of play around with in the back of your head. Your ego kind of runs away with you. This would be an interesting thing. I wouldn't mind doing this, and I love politics, and, mm-hmm. and I love history, and so the idea of being able to serve in one capacity or another is something that that always kind of lingers around the back of my head. But as life goes on, I'm thinking less and less. That's a realistic thing. It's too many pitfalls in the world of politics.
Well, if you decide, as a wife of a politician, I have to say, please get your wife's permission first.
Oh, yes. She's not very fond of the idea. I've been asked. She has not responded like, oh, yeah, let's do this. Although once we did, back in Kansas, I'm from Kansas, and I was asked in an informal way about the possibility of once we're running for governor. And then we were invited to the governor's mansion, and after she saw that, she thought, well, maybe. So maybe it just depends on what the benefits are.
Well, if you run in California, I mean, you know, you guys have...
Governor, has anybody lived in the governor's mansion in California yet? After, 20 years or whatever it is? Remember that whole brouhaha years ago? Was that was Jerry Brown's first term, wasn't it, where he didn't want to live in the governor's mansion? And I don't think Arnold lived in it.
Right.
I don't know if Jerry Brown's living in it now or not.
Hmm. I don't know.
I don't think so. I think your husband's a politician, so I don't think I've lived a clean enough life to survive the investigation into my past.
Yeah, but you're an actor. I mean, people have low expectations. You know what I mean?
Might be able to get away with it. It seems to be less and less of a problem for politicians these days.
That's true. How do you think Abe is handling it with him running against EJ? You have to go up against the Damiras. I mean, there's always that temptation to throw out all the family dirty laundry.
Well, there is, you know, but you would think you would think the citizens of Salem would have a pretty good idea. I don't know if you're hearing this over me or not. Here, I'll wait just a second. And, you know, you would think the citizens of Salem would have a pretty good idea of what the Damiras have been up to over the years anyway.
Right.
But as E.J. says, they haven't been convicted of anything.
Yep.
Or at least he hasn't been convicted of it. Excuse me for coughing in your ear. Even though I think we arrested EJ just a few months ago for suspicion of something or other. But we always suspect him.
Is there a storyline coming up for you after the election's over?
Yeah, you're going to see quite a bit for a long time, you're going to see actually more than one storyline.
Okay.
That Dave's going to be very involved in for quite a long time.
Last summer when Faye Walker was killed off.
Yeah,
what was your reaction? They really didn't... It was a little bit after she died that Abe acknowledged he had feelings for her.
I'm sad about that. I have to, I think that's one of the strong relationships that Abe has had in his life. And of course, Faye is the mother of his son.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sorry about that and very sad about that and also very sorry that Abe and Faye had no opportunity really to connect prior to her dying.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the audience felt that too. I think there's a loss there that leaves a void.
Yeah, a lot of people, back when it happened, the storyline between Faye and Abe, a lot of people were kind of cheering that along, especially with Lexi cheating a lot.
She was a fool of the mirror, right?
Yeah.
At the time, as she was. Yeah, I think Faye was that kind of loving, giving person that makes the audience want to root for her.
Mm-hmm.
And what that family, what the Walker family had been through, and the fact that Abe had basically become their knight and came in to help them and move them through. And it's something that Ari and I actually talk about a little bit and try to bring in just a bit in that relationship, even though it's more adversarial between Abe and Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
But he was there and around at a key time for her as well. But I can tell you, Faye is missed greatly.
Congratulations on your 30th year of the Days of Our Lives. And why do you think the character of Abe has been such a staple in Salem?
It's a really good question. I get asked that question, and it's difficult for me to answer. And truthfully, I'm not sure if I'm the one to provide an answer. What I hope to do is bring out a character that people can relate to,
mm-hmm.
in one way or another, and people find interesting in some way. And I'm gratified that it seems that that's been the case, and people have related to Abe in all these years, and they have found him interesting all this time. I think there's a big brother kind of quality to Abe,
mm-hmm.
I think that's a little bit of it that people like. I've often found that his loyalty and his courage are things that I admire, as his straightforward manner in dealing with those people that don't react well to his friends and family. He stands up for them. So I'm hopeful that those are some of the qualities the audience likes.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel when Days dropped the Theo autism storyline?
I wouldn't say it's dropped, but we certainly play it a lot less than we did before.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that, I think, has to do with, the realities of what goes on a show and story and where it goes and where it takes you. Some of it, I think, at least the way Renee and I look at it, I think to a degree is... autism is difficult to put a real definition to put a finger on. There are various levels of autism. People that are affected to various degrees.
anything going on with your theater work in the future?
Yeah, we just spoke about that. As a matter of fact, we just opened our first opera actually over the past weekend, and I'm going to be directing a show in the spring called Holding On, Letting Go, which is a show we're looking forward to about end of life issues. So it's a very kind of timely play to do that I'll be directing, and so I'm looking forward to that. But yeah, it's our 15th year.
Okay, last question. Why do you think Abe and Lexi have such a stable marriage?
I think it's what makes most marriages stable, the fact that they actually genuinely like each other and they work at it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the thing. You know, little thing, obviously little and big things, they tend to work through. And too often we find, I think, today that people don't do that, and that's why marriages dissolve. But in their case, they like each other. They, you know, not only do they love each other, but they actually like each other, and they want to be together, so they work very, very hard.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you so much.
Thanks, Carrie. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.